Let's now consider wrong-way driver crashes. Now, they are relatively rare, just between 1 and 3% of all traffic accidents. But because of the head-on nature, they're 12 to 27 times more fatal. Every year, between 300 and 400 people in the U.S. are killed on average, usually on highways with exit and entrance ramps because of drivers entering the wrong way. And if you've ever been barreling down a highway, as I was, with a pickup driving straight at you, well, it is terrifying. Bumper cars, thankfully, in that case, no one was hurt. A couple of years ago, we spoke to officials in Rhode Island who are installing radar-activated warnings to cut down on wrong-way crashes. Arizona implemented a new $4 million system back in January. It goes a step further, and they say they've kept a dozen vehicles from entering the wrong way on one stretch of highway. Arizona State Department of Transportation engineer Dallas Hammett joins us now. And Dallas, we've all seen the standard, you know, wrong way signs, but tell us how your system works. How does it detect the cars?
So our system uses a thermal camera. So we actually get a video feed through our thermal cameras, and we have multiple detection sites. So at the ramp where you would enter a freeway ramp, we have cameras there that would detect a wrong-way incursion onto the ramp, which activates a number of things. First, we activate an illuminated sign, which would alert the wrong-way driver that you're going the wrong way. It also alerts my traffic operations center, so we can immediately start moving law enforcement. But it also goes right to the law enforcement folks, so they can start responding. Further down on the freeway ramp, we have another camera. So if we're fortunate enough that that driver sees the signs that come up and self-correct, we know that they did not enter the freeway. Those cameras at the lower end of the ramp also track them. Mm-hmm. So once they get, if someone got on the freeway and make it to the next mile, we can track and know where that wrong way incursion is as they travel along the freeway.
Right. And you also can activate a system that alerts other drivers on the road?
That's correct. We have the big message boards on the roadway. At the point where a wrong-way driver is detected, those will automatically illuminate those signs and say, wrong-way driver ahead.
Exit the freeway. Get off.
That is correct.
Look, you know, part of the problem with the wrong-way crashes is, first of all, people are impaired many times, and so they may not see that sign that's there, just the standard sign in the ground. These big flashing signs may catch their attention. But also, by the time, you know, as I was, if you're in traffic and you see that wrong-way driver coming and you're calling 911 as they make their way behind you down the road, it's too late.
That's correct. You know, our freeways are wide out here in Phoenix. And one thing we've learned is the wrong-way driver often is in, if you're going the right way, the left lane, their right lane. And so if you're traveling in that lane, and you're going 65 miles an hour, and they're coming at 65 miles an hour, you close very quickly, and you don't have a lot of time to react.
Yeah, but I'm understanding that you're only doing this along about a 15-mile stretch of Interstate 17. This goes through Phoenix between the I-10 and Loop 101 interchanges?
That's correct. This is a pilot. If we see that it working successful, and our early results are successful enough that we have another 22-mile segment of roadway in construction now, it is putting in the same system. We're also putting the thermal cameras in at spot locations as we do upgrades. This is our system that we're using now. But the pilot system is that 15 miles that you talked about.
Well, and as I said, many wrong-way drivers are impaired. And we know that just in March, your governor there signed a bill making wrong-way driving under the influence a felony. So there's obviously concern about it.
One of the things we found, that about 65% or more of the wrong-way fatals involved an impaired driver. So as you said, the governor, working with the legislature, we put tougher laws out to deter those folks that could be impaired from staying off the roads completely.
How many calls are there? I mean, we've been talking about the accidents, but about how many calls come in with people citing wrong-way drivers?
So law enforcement, and they go to our highway patrol, they say they get one per shift. Last year, they had over 700 calls in for wrong-way drivers. The challenge with that is you don't know if there's multiple calls per incident. What we're excited about are detection. Now we see and we can confirm that it is a wrong-way driver, and we can confirm, did they enter the freeway or not? The other thing that this will do for us is alert us sooner. In one case, we tracked a vehicle that, not on our test site, but we have cameras in other locations, that a wrong-way driver got on the freeway, and it was 5 minutes later before the first 911 call. We were able to stop them working with law enforcement before we even got the first call.
Oh, that's great. That's Arizona Department of Transportation State Engineer Dallas Hammett with their new program there, the Wrong Way Driver Alert System. It alerts the drivers that are getting on going the wrong way, and it alerts drivers on the highway that somebody's coming their way going the wrong way. Dallas, thank you.
Thank you for having me.